Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Russia says it has arrested a suspect in the killing of a senior military official in Moscow. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Russia's security service says it has in custody a suspect in Tuesday's killing of Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov, who was the Russian military's head of nuclear, biological, and chemical protection forces. Russia's Federal Security Service, FSB, describes the suspect as a citizen of Uzbekistan, born in 1995, who was recruited by Ukrainian intelligence services to carry out the killing. Kirillov and his assistant died when a bomb hidden under a scooter went off as Kirillov left his apartment building in Moscow. Just the day before, Ukraine leveled criminal charges against Kirillov, accusing him of directing the use of banned chemical weapons in Ukraine. I'm Donna Water.
Russia said Wednesday that Ukraine had repeatedly dropped white phosphorus munitions from drones in September. Kyiv denied it had used such weapons and said it was Moscow that had used prohibited chemical substances on the battlefield. Rescuers are digging for survivors of the magnitude 7.3 Vanuatu earthquake. They have no water and the death toll is unclear. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
World Vision Vanuatu director Clement Cipriccolo expects the death toll to increase.
We anticipate that the number of deaths will continue to go up.
Witnesses have spoken to Australian network AUBC about their experience going through the earthquake that struck Vanuatu on Tuesday. Business owner Damien Bird was in a shopping center when it started. He ran out with all the other patrons. Later, he took stock of the damage.
I drove past a Chinese building yesterday that had shops all at the bottom and it collapsed on top of itself, so those shops no longer stood.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Israel has said it has plans for an extended occupation of a Syrian buffer zone. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman has more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday toured the Syrian side of a buffer zone in the Golan Heights. Netanyahu has said that this move is meant to be temporary and is defensive in nature. But in a videotaped statement made on Syria's highest mountain, Mount Hermon, Netanyahu said the Israeli presence would continue for some time. He says Israeli troops will stay there until he believes that another actor is capable of coming in and ensuring Israel's security. That is opening the way for a protracted Israeli presence in the area and is sure to deepen fears that Israel is planning some sort of land grab and long-term occupation.
Joe Fetterman for the Associated Press. Fire raged through the rubble in the early hours of Wednesday after an Israeli strike hit a house near Gaza's Kamal Adwan Hospital in Beit Lahia. Medics at the hospital said the attack was launched right before midnight, leaving at least 10 people dead. The director of the Kamal Adwan Hospital, Hussam Abu Safia, made a plea for aid. Everyone knows that our hospital has been appealing to the world for more than 75 days, that we need capabilities, supplies, and tools, and that our hospital is barely providing humanitarian services. But we have no choice but to appeal again. Perhaps there will be a listening ear and meets the needs of Kamal Adwan Hospital. The United States, joined by Arab mediators, sought on Wednesday to conclude an agreement between Israel and Hamas to halt the 14-month-old war. On Tuesday, sources close to the talks in Cairo, the Egyptian capital, said an agreement could be signed in coming days on a ceasefire and the release of hostages held in Gaza in return for Palestinian prisoners held by Israel.
Welcome to the International Space Station.
The return to Earth of two stranded astronauts will happen, quote, no earlier than late March 2025, unquote, NASA announced on Tuesday. NASA astronauts Suni Williams and Barry Butch Wilmore, the first crew to fly Boeing's Starliner spacecraft in June, marked 6 months in space on December 5th, originally scheduled for a brief mission. The astronauts remain aboard the International Space Station after technical issues forced Starliner to return to Earth unmanned. In a press release, NASA said the delay was to allow it to complete processing a SpaceX Dragon capsule to return the astronauts to Earth. A riverboat sank in Western Democratic Republic of Congo, killing at least 22 people after the overcrowded upper deck collapsed, a local official told Reuters on Wednesday. They said the boat was carrying as many as 100 passengers when it sank on Tuesday in Western Mai-Ndombe province. The victims include 15 women, 5 men, and 2 children. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.